I see the unbelievable concept we call Roll Ventures, and there wasn't really much thinking. I looked at Eric, and you guys, you know Eric, he'll tell you, I literally just said, listen, buddy, this is what you do, and you can show me how to do it, I'm with it. But I haven't seen you in 8 years, you know, I'm giving you money, I just drove 2.5 hours, this don't work out, this is going to be me and you. But I'm listening. But I saw the magazine, so I'm listening, okay, so, and that's kind of how it got rolling, guys. You know, I didn't know how it worked. I hadn't seen Eric in a while. So take that. If you're taking notes, you got people on right now that you just won't call. Oh, I haven't talked to him in 3-4 months. I haven't talked to Eric in 8 years. I haven't talked to him in 6 years. It doesn't matter. Obviously, those people get things done. Okay, so those are your acquaintances. Those people, they don't necessarily know everything about what you've been doing every day, but they know and respect you as the person they knew you as the last time they saw you. And that's how I felt about Eric. I always had love for this guy. I always knew him. I always respected him. He made great decisions before. Why would he start making bad ones now? That's really how I looked at it. I trust you. I'm going. So if you guys are in Roll Ventures, how many people have been in Roll Ventures and you're in here and you've only been in Roll Ventures for, you know, less than 6 months? Leave your hands up. Everybody look. Turn around. Look at. So the majority of this room is less than 6 months in this deal. How many of you are, you know, less than that, less than 3 months? Less than a month? Anybody here start yesterday? Look, there's still hands. See, absolutely. See, here's what I want you to, that's going to happen. That happens all the time. It happens all the time. There's people who've been in 6 months, people who've been in 4 years, there's people who've been in 8, 9, whatever it may be. You've been in one day. The only difference between the story you're about to hear and your story is the amount of time. It's just time and what you do in that amount of time. Okay, so for me, that happened. I saw Roll Ventures, and my buddy said, here's 4 applications. If you're serious, if you're as serious as I think you are, take these 4 applications and get them filled out, and I'll move to Chicago and change your life. And again, now my skepticism came back. I'm like, you're going to move? Like, move in back to Chicago? Like, come with me. Yeah. He said, yeah, move in with you and change your life. And, you know, at that point, this is, and if you don't catch anything else, for the amount of money it costs to be a representative of Roll Ventures, it's a joke. It's asinine, the fact that you can make what we make paying what we pay to get started here. Tack the product on there, it's ridiculous that we get to do what we get to do for the amount of money we get to do it. So in my mindset, I really didn't know how well I could do this. To be honest, I didn't know if I had a shot of being, you know, up here. I didn't think, you know, that's what it would lead to. But I knew I trusted my friend, and he'd already done it. And as great of a guy as he is, he's got to be one of the sharpest guys. He's definitely one of the most passionate, motivated. He'll outwork all of us put together, right? He goes hard. But he wasn't a genius. He definitely wasn't the smartest guy I knew. But he was very able, very capable. More importantly, he was willing to give me his time. If you don't catch anything else, whoever brought you here, whoever you saw that inspired you to do this, whoever you're listening to on stage inspired, all we did was take the time to listen to somebody who knew what they were doing. And this guy knew what he was doing. I felt humbled that he said, I'll take my time to teach you what I know. I didn't care if I made a dime. I had to learn something. You were in a book. If I didn't make a dime, I would learn something. I'd be smarter. I'd know how to do something better than when I started hanging out with this guy. Yes or yes? Yes. That's where I'm at when I watch people make their decision about World Ventures. It's okay. It's cool. Go hang out with your broke friends. It's okay. Okay, so. All right, so. He handed me 4 applications. He said, you find 4 people to trust you the way you trust me. I'll come change your life. I didn't even show my buddies. I just called 4 friends and said, I just found something, and my friend who's doing very well said he talked to your bro, you know, so you should listen to him. And don't embarrass me when I introduce you to him or we're going to have problems. And that's really how it happened. And, 45 minutes, 4 people said, I'll do it. About 1 hour and 15 minutes, I had 6 people that said, yeah, I'm in, you know. So I called Eric back. I said, I did it. Okay, when you coming? He's like, dude, I'm on my way to Minnesota. You got to go back and get. I'm like, stop, wait a minute. That's not what you said. You said get 4 people to do this, and you said you would come to Chicago. Now I have 4 applications sitting right here. You need to get to Chicago right now because I'm going to be with these people in about 1 hour, and I don't know what to say to them. So he puts me on hold about 20 minutes and calls me back. He goes, I'm on my way. Just get to your house, have them there. All right? And he showed up. He literally showed up. A few hours later, he pulls in. It took me a while, though. I'm like, you're really here? Let's go. And we just started running in Chicago. And literally what he said to me is, Pasco, I know you're a sharp guy. You know, you're a very smart guy. I've been looking for you. I wanted to show you this a while back. Couldn't find you because you refused to get on Facebook and be with the Times. I'm on there now. But he said, I need you to just dumb it down and just be as coachable as possible, right? Again, I encourage you, do the same. You don't necessarily have to dumb it down if you don't like that term, but be as coachable as possible. Coachable spot, again, because he wasn't teaching me from theory. He was teaching me, here's what I've been through for the last 3 years. I'm going to show you how to go through it better than I had to. Just stay with me. I got you. Cool. All right? So we started running in Chicago. My life before World Ventures is, you know, that's what I did. I played basketball. I was in a gym. I was a gym rat. That's what I did all the time, my whole life. So when I got there in the beginning, I'd say, man, I met my friend. He's in a magazine. It's called Success. Don't really care if you know what that means. It's called Success. He said he'll talk to you. This is him. Don't embarrass me. Listen to him. So in my normal, in my lifestyle, that's what I did. Make World Ventures comfortable to your lifestyle. If you are the kind of lady that throws a wine and cheese party, throw a wine and cheese party and, you know, sprinkle some World Ventures on top. You know? I was the kind of guy that went to the gym and played basketball. So I go to the gym and I'm like, yo, I got a friend in Minnesota, man. This dude is unbelievable. I mean, he's going to teach you a few things. You don't even know what's about to happen. I'm bringing him to the gym with you tomorrow. And I'm like, what? Bring that Minnesota boy down here. And I brought him. Little did they know, what he was teaching them wasn't basketball. It was World Ventures. But they're in now. So understand. Now, I'm not telling you to trick people, but that was just my lifestyle at the beginning. I was at the gym, so I knew I had to get him in front of people and let him deliver the message. Don't get it twisted. Don't be misconstrued. You are not the message if you're sitting here today. You're the messenger. World Ventures bring the message, and it's the strongest I've ever heard in my lifetime. All right, so they do a very, very good job with the system of delivering the message. Your job is get good at getting people in front of that message. You're the messenger. Just get them there. Let the message be delivered. And man, that dude brings a message like no other. Okay, so that's literally what started to happen. And then here, I've had a couple people ask me this question. You know, so since I've gotten started, since we're doing things, how'd you get rolling? How'd you get Chicago to grow that way? They said it'd never get done in Chicago. Somebody asked me last night, what do I have to do to start a brand new market? He said, listen, trust me when I tell you, you gotta be coachable. I gotta show you how to do this. This isn't something you just jump in and you got it and you just flow through it. I'm gonna teach you something. You're learning a new set of skills. Let me show you how to do that. He said, you gotta plug into these trainings. You know, you gotta meet some people so you know more than you know now. I got to introduce you to people who can teach us things that we haven't learned yet. And then you start introducing me to people like this guy right here. And if you know that guy, this guy right here, man, that guy changed my life right there. And he told me this day, I don't even know if Trey remembers this, that was we got Chicago rolling. We were in a place just pretty much like this, right? About this many seats when we got started. And Troy said, there'll be arenas full. You'll walk into a room one day, there'll be arenas full of people screaming World Ventures. They might not know you, but you'll be way more significant now if you just stay in the process. Your life is about seasons. And if you just keep digging, if you just keep doing what you need to do to develop as an individual, your seasons get better as you go along and along. And you'll see the changes start to happen. The reality is, and I'm just here to tell you the truth, right? And this might sting a little bit, but the reality is that average people in life never force themselves to get uncomfortable. And then they stay average the whole life. So your seasons don't change much. That's the reality. The problems you had, they continue to have if you didn't do anything to get uncomfortable to figure out how to change the issues you had, right? The seasons change with you doing the things it takes to progress through life. Whether you're doing World Ventures, whether you're putting positive action into your life, whatever you're doing, that time is passing anyway. You all get that. Tomorrow's gonna pass, the next 4 years are gonna pass, just like the last passed. What are you doing between now and then to make sure that season looks a lot different than this one? That's the point. What do you put your energy and efforts to every day? Right? It's crazy to me when I see so many people saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make that, I'm going to be at the top. But every time I talk to you, you're at home watching American Idol. I'm not against American Idol, but those people make money because they're on there. How much are you making by watching American Idol? Not against it, but I just wanted my family to win too. Let's win and then go to American Idol. Sound a little better to me. So I started plugging into trainings. I started meeting people like this that started painting the vision for me that I didn't have. I didn't have much vision. I had to learn that it was possible to get to where we are today. Dr. David Peach is a rock solid individual who has success, you know, beyond the dreams of average individuals, most people. But again, just like Troy, just like Eric, humble enough to say, if you want what I got, all you got to do is pay attention. That's it. I'll give it to you. See, man, I just never came from that. I had to open up to World Ventures. I had a lot of friends that were very successful before World Ventures, but they didn't come back for me. I played college basketball my whole life. I got a lot of friends that went to the league. They didn't go get the deal and then come back and say, hey, I made it. Let's see if we can get you a roster. Come on. It doesn't work like that. I'd never met so many people who had success who genuinely cared. They had a passion to bring you with them. I got excited. I plugged myself in these people and got around them as much as possible. They said, you need to go to trainings. These are trainings. This is an RTE, which means this is a regional training event. We'll talk about our big events later, but I started plugging in because I wanted to get around success. I realized the more I was around Eric, I started talking a little different. My walk was a little different. And I just thought, when I was hanging around my other friends, that's okay too, but if people can only teach you as much as they know and everybody I knew was broke and I was broke, it made sense. So if I started hanging out with this guy and he makes money, then just maybe, I can make a little money. Or just maybe, I could be a little happier. Or just maybe, I could stop being one of those people who went to work every day saying, oh, I wish this dude wouldn't talk to me today. Oh, let my boss say something crazy to me today. I swear to God. That was me. I literally woke up every day like, oh, if she even looks at me today, I'm going to freak out. You know, and that feeling consumed me. I couldn't handle it every single day. So I started plugging in trainings. I started getting around people like these individuals. That's Eric. That's young Eric right there. Most people probably don't even remember that. That guy, Martin Ruff. These people are just, the company just, it just was a culture of people who said, we're a positive group of people. We're moving in a positive direction. If you want to come with us, let's go. And I just jumped on the train and started running. Then I started to get to do things like this, going to events. You know, if you know, the company does sporting events. But I had so many friends at the beginning. My first 3 days, 12 people said, that's crazy. Don't do that. Don't join. You're not going on vacation. You're not actually going to get a seat at the game. They're going to make you stand at the gate and look through the windows. Like, that's literally what people say to me. Yeah, you're joining that thing? Don't do that. Are you kidding? You really think that you're going to get to go on those kind of vacations and make that kind of money? Eric said, listen, that's cool. You can listen to them or you can listen to me. I said, I'm going to go with you. You're already doing it. And I got to start experiencing. I'd never been to a professional game in my life, but you see those seats, they're pretty serious. They literally, it was unbelievable. Yeah, but I was definitely, if you notice, I'm still wearing my Vikings gear, and we're in Chicago. It did not work. My team's in Chicago. It was not good. It was not good. My whole team wouldn't even talk to me for 2 weeks. But anyway, they're all right now. So more trainings. We just plugged in, started going to trainings, and then here's what started to happen. Belief. People start having faith. It says in the Bible, without belief, without vision, the people will perish. So we started painting the vision. We started telling people, do you realize Chicago's an untapped market? Do you realize in Destin right now how many people know about what we do? Not enough. Do you realize there will be a lot of people that do? The reason they get there is because people like us, the people who got up on Saturday morning, the people who came to learn how to get what they want. And to teach it to other people, started painting that vision to your friends, your family, your coworkers, the people who are waking up saying, oh, I don't want to go to work today. Those people need that vision so they understand where you're taking them. I didn't tell people in Chicago, hey, we're going to join this travel club and have some fun. I said, we're going to put 10,000 people in this concept. We're going to change lives. Instead of our kids and our sons and our brothers watching us sell drugs and do crazy stuff, we're going to put them in BMWs and put them on the streets. And people started seeing the vision of what was possible. And they thought, man, that dude and that guy in the magazine, they're pretty crazy. And even though some people do it and some don't, it doesn't look like they're slowing down. But literally what they would say, man, are you serious? I told you my first 3 days, 12 people. 12 people said, you know, I'll come with you. 28 said, no, that's crazy. Not doing it. Don't go. 12 said, I'll do it for that amount of money. Let's try it. Let's take some vacations. And then I started painting the vision to those people. And I said, tell me what you don't like. Tell me what you do like about your life. Tell me what you like about your job, what you don't like about your job. Tell me what you like about the fact that you get to see your babies every morning. Tell me how it feels when you wake up and you know you won't get to see your babies that day. Think about those things. I started asking those kind of questions. I had to learn to lead. I'm teaching you, if you're here today, I'm speaking to you as a leader. Is that okay? Okay, I just gotta assume if you're up here on Saturday morning with us, you wanna learn how to lead. You wanna learn how to push people in the right direction. I had to learn how to lead. I had to tell guys when I was 27, when I met this guy right here, that is Keith M. Brown. Anybody met Keith M. Brown in this room? He's unbelievable. I didn't know Keith M. Brown 4 years ago. The day I met Keith M. Brown, he hit me in the face with a credit card. I started putting his information in the system. We realized we had the same birthday. We've been brothers ever since. Ever since. 13 months in, he walked into CTA, quit his job, and today's living life beyond his dreams. So I started painting vision, and what started to happen is that vision started to resonate with all the people we know, and that's when the edification kicked in. People started asking us, why are they following you? Why? Are you kidding me? Why are you going with that? Why do you think you're walking away from that good job? Keith will tell you straight, Taylor, his dad. Walking away from that good job, they got benefits. It's funny. Keith will tell you a story. But the reality is that we learned, and right about this point is when I started to understand how we got there. It was working. I was doing it. But it was sheer ignorance on fire, sheer passion, desire to just change my situation. And then I met some people, and I said, man, I got love for these people. I just want to really watch them change their situation as well. And then we realized, the reality is all we're doing is getting people to sit down and watch this thing. How are we doing it so well? Why is it happening so fast? And edification is what started to happen. Everything I've been saying to you all morning is just building up the situation. Edification is in our system, understand, World Ventures is very thorough with helping you understand information. But I'm gonna, from my mind, I just want you to understand why it's important for you to understand why edifying will make your life so much easier. When we got to this situation, when I first got to Chicago, all it was is, listen to my friend, he knows what he's talking about. Listen to my friend, he knows what he's talking about. Then it was, well, listen to us. We're proving that this is happening. We've been on a few vacations. Listen to us. We're making things happen. We're making friends that are making impact. All that did was edify World Ventures, edify the reality of what we said our training system would do for them if they plugged into it. Edifying when we said that if you listen to us, we won't fail you. If you want to participate in your own rescue, keywords there, write down. If you don't write down anything, write that down. Participate in your own rescue. I'm here to help you. If you're not willing to participate in your own rescue, don't even say my phone number, really. But the reality is we started edifying the fact that we have guidance, we have leadership. Edification just means to build up, to help build trust, right? So if I'm introducing my friends to, you know, my friends in Chicago to my friend from Minnesota in a magazine, I couldn't just say, this guy is my friend, listen to him. I had to say, this guy is in a magazine. This guy has a great financial year monthly for most of us. This guy knows things. Yeah, let that sink in. Yeah, this guy is going to lead us. All I had to do is let my friends understand. My friends in Chicago know me and trust me. Eric is my buddy that they don't know and trust. When they see how much respect, how much admiration I have for this guy, if they know and respect me, they know I'm not stupid. They respect my opinion. If I respect his, I literally just linked that bridge so now they can respect his opinion. He's not the random guy that you just met from a magazine. He's the friend of my buddy. Does that make sense? That's my boy's boy. That's, you know, in terms, that's how we say in Chicago. That's my boy's boy, all right? Or that's my friend's friend. So that is now my friend. A friend of yours is a friend of mine. You ever heard that? Mi casa, su casa. That all comes from building relationships, building bridges, edification. And I mention that because if I didn't do that, and in my opinion, and some may beg to differ, but in my opinion, had I not, I feel like I would have been doing the opposite. See, our job here is just to build up so people realize it's worth listening to, it's worth following, we're worth being around. This is worth learning to understand. So I build up every situation I can. So I make it more visual, I make it more attainable when I can give them something to relate to. When I say the trips are awesome, da da da, but I've never been on one, it's easier to edify when I say the trips are awesome and then I show them a picture of a game I was just at, right? That's, I'm edifying. Is it building up the situation when I say we can go to these places and then I take a picture and I'm there? Does that build it up or break it down? Does it build more trust in what I'm telling them? Does it build more reality in what I'm telling them, right? It's edifying the situation. When I say we can lead you, I'm telling you we can change the situation. You don't have to go to work every day. It sounded good. It sounds good. But when people go do it and they walk into their job and quit, it feels a little better. It makes more sense. It's definitely more reality. When he did that, it edified every word that ever came out of Eric Rosbowski's mouth when he walked into our town that day. When he walked in there and quit, it edified every word that came out of my mouth when I said, just trust us. Just trust us. We're listening to people that know the way. Edification. Now understand, if you're not building up the people around you, and I learned this just by being around the type of people we get to be around, you know what successful people spend their time talking about? More success, making things happen, building other things up. You know what unsuccessful people spend their time talking about? Other people. And not good. Complaining about other people. Talking about what other people should have did. And why it wasn't the way it should have been. And why this girl was on her lunch break late. And now I can't go smoke early. That's what happens at work every day. People talking negatively about other people. Most unsuccessful people are usually spending their time trying to break down all the people around them so they feel better about their situation. That's usually how unsuccessful people get it done, right? In this arena, it's a whole different ballgame. So we just started building people up and we started putting proof into the situation. We'd edify people and we put proof into the situation. And then some things would happen and I'd say, it's okay, that guy has a great heart. We're gonna build him up and then we'll put his story on stage and we just put stories in front of people that help them understand we're very serious and passionate about helping people do what we said we're gonna do. And we just kept plugging in trainings and then the four of us in that limo turned into this deal right here and people couldn't deny us anymore. You know, they really just, you could say what you want, you can talk to your blue in the face, but what are you gonna tell all of us? It's happening. What are they going to tell all of you? When there's 16 BMWs, then it goes to 60, then it goes to 600. What could they really tell you? What are we talking about here? Right, really. And we just started putting more reality and more proof into the situation. It took me about 40 days to get to residual income, hit director about 10 months in, and then we got excited about the opportunities that, you know, I saw the reality. I saw it happening then, but I understood this is, I'm just feeling it. Like I said, it sounded good, but it was starting to feel good at that point. You know what I mean? It started to feel good. Those residual checks started showing up. So we got more excited, and Eric said, all you got to do is just go to more trainings. The people that go to more trainings, they understand more. They build stronger. They understand where the companies go. They have more vision, so they're able to paint more vision. He said, go to more trainings. I bet I could get more help in here for us. I could get some of the top people to come in again. I might even be able to get Troy to come back again. You just got to stay diligent. Just plug into the trainings. I said, okay, if you want me to do it, I'll do it. And I got Troy to come back, and I brought him to my house. This is my house where I grew up in, guys, in Chicago on the south side. That's the van I was driving before World Ventures. Look at it. You understand, in this point in my life, I didn't even have children. I was just driving that van. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Man, that was my life. Oh, God, that happened to me. Yeah, no children, just driving the van for fun. It was awesome. Good times. Next picture. All right, so that's what it looks like now. That's what it looks like now. All right, so that picture, and that literally, and you guys, and this picture, to some people, man, it brings tears to my eyes, but look at this neighborhood. This neighborhood I grew up in. Look at that building. It's burnt down, vacant lots, right? None of this is occupied. There's no residents there. When people pull in, we're doing a travel party at the house on this side of the street. Now people look at this and they're like, oh my God, this neighborhood. But man, that neighborhood looks good with that line of silver beamers in front. We literally changed the game. When I tell you, we teach people's brothers, people's nieces and nephews, people's sons how to do things. See, I mean, literally, that's not a sight you see in Chicago unless they did something not so good to get those cars, is what I'm telling you. We changed the game in Chicago. All right, changed the game in Chicago. And it's nothing, just the start. It's nothing. You guys, if you take it serious and you take to get here this morning and get this room packed up, you'll dwarf what we did in Chicago and Destin. Your issues are different than ours in Chicago. That's why I said don't base my story on your story, but you got your own issues right here. You got your own issues wherever you come from. It's not just Destin. Some people are here from South Carolina. There's people here from all over, all over the place. You guys drove. Wherever you are, you got issues in your neighborhoods right now. You got issues in your own house right now. And most people spend their time, everybody's got problems. The reality is you found a group of people who are ready to do something about it. So do something about it. You got the vehicle, do something about it. We just kept rolling. That happened, you could talk all day long. I don't even hear you at this point. Sorry, going too fast. We're moving, right? So we're flying, right? It just keeps growing and growing, but it's not about those people. It was about getting them to events like this. Getting them to events where they can see the vision. That's pretty visual for a bunch of people in Chicago. But when you go from that environment, you just plug them into the next event like this so they can meet some people and see there's more out there. They teach people how to dream big again. You realize if you're in this room right now and you plan on doing this, you gotta dream big. Everything that you stopped dreaming about all those years ago, start again. Bring them back out. All them dreams you hung up on the shelf, bring them back out. Let's go. You got one life. Enjoy it. I started running. This started happening. My vision got that much bigger. This is going to happen. So we started showing more people, getting more training. Eric said, just go to training. I can get more help in here. I got Troy in here. I got David Peach to meet you. I'll do what I can do. And then we got the founder to come visit us. This is Wayne Nugent. That guy is, man, words can't express. I've never met a more humble individual in my life. If you don't know who Wayne Nugent is, he's a co-founder of our company, chief visionary officer. Of this, what you're seeing right now was a thought in that guy's head one day. Literally a thought. He is the guy that helped us get to where we are today. And he came to Chicago when we started putting those cars on the streets, when we started painting vision, people started walking away from jobs. We got a regional back in Chicago, and Wayne said, no, I think I'll go do that one. Let me go down there and see what those guys are doing. All right, so we got excited about that opportunity. We got Wayne here, and we said, you know what? If we get the founder here, there's nothing we can't do. And you think we dream big after we met the co-founder? Absolutely we dream big. I don't know about you, but we don't get many CEOs to come visit our blocks in Chicago normally. So we were excited about that. We said, well, we got this guy to come all the way from Texas to come see us, to come see what we're doing. Well, let's just show him we're serious. We're not just doing this now. We're just getting started. And we kept going, right? And this picture was after the company made the decision to do this and make me a trainer. And I took my son to the very first one I did, and that's him. Some of you guys got to meet him. And that's me training, a group of people standing. And I don't even know who took this picture. It was literally just on my iPad. I have no idea, honestly. I asked my fiance, did you do that? She's like, no, I didn't. So I really don't even know. But this picture said so much to me. When I tell you about teaching, you're literally laying the foundation for everybody who's coming behind you. You understand that? This mission is not about you in this room. This mission is about your grandbabies right after you. It's about your grandbabies' grandbabies. You understand what I'm telling you? Your children have to either do what you did or learn to do something different and get a way out. When I saw that, I love this picture. That's what I'm teaching my son to do. My other options of what I was going to teach him to do in Chicago weren't good. They weren't good. I love the vision that I get to paint for my son today. It's unbelievable I get to bring him with me. I love that. And that's all because, again, World Ventures made me a trainer, and I thank them. I thank God for that opportunity. But I'm just a humble servant. My job is just to paint my story. Use my story to create your story. That's all it's about. I met a guy who did such and such. If he did it, you know we can do it. That's my job up here today, to let you know. Your story is going to be better than mine. Your story dwarfs what we did. It was just a start. It was just what God put in place for us to be able to deliver this message today for you so that you can be 22 and go back home and go do this. So you can be 22 years old, go back home and change your little brother's situation. And I just kept rolling, man. And that's my son today, man. That's the first time I got in the hole. You should be here, sign afterwards. But I love it. And that's my oldest. But if you're doing this, understand, people ask me, how did you do it? My passion to create people's change, my passion to deliver change into people's life, it was so much more overwhelming than all the what I had to deal with to get it done. I would pay any price, to be able to wake up every morning and I decide, I take my kids to school. And if I don't want to, I'll stay home with them all day long. If I want to, I can do that. Because I made the decision to go through what it took. Everybody has to run their own race. I just run your race. And we'll talk about that as you go forward. But it just gave you options, right? Now I'm getting married in 44 days. You got to get it right. 44 days to my fiance. And that's my oldest son. You met him. She was pregnant with our youngest. And they're both here now. But after that happened, we got to bring Troy back. And understand, guys, all I'm showing you is that all I did was build these people up. I would bring these people to my market and they say, how do you do it? I say, I listen to people like this. And the more I listen, the more they help me. You guys realize I'm not even in a position, I don't know if I've ever been in a position on Troy's team that actually paid him. But he's literally never said no to anything I've ever asked him to do for me. Literally never said no to anything I've ever asked him to do for me. That type of, who am I to not help any and everybody? If the number one income earner in the world can say, I'll do whatever it takes to help you win. Because I know without your story, our stories would mean nothing. Who am I to not get it? I will do anything and pay any price to help each and every one of you get what you deserve. If you're willing to participate in your own rescue. If you're not, don't waste your time. I'm just being real with you. All right? And that's why I do it. And that's my why. I just like to tell people, and that's why I do it, guys. So, I just want to end with this. Right? I just want to end with this, guys. Find out. Today, if you can figure out one thing, find out why you're here. What is it that made you get up on a Saturday when you could have been at home doing something else? What is it that made you, spend your money? What is it that makes you go to trainings? What is it that drives you? What is your passion? What are your dreams? Figure them out, but figure out why this vehicle excited you and why you decided to plug yourself into it. Figure out why. For me, I just wanted to own my life. I wanted to own my life. I wanted to be there for my family, I didn't know it would turn into this. Mike recognized me at the beginning. He said, watch me walk for 100K ring. That happened. I proposed, and then I got that ring, and then we got those rings in Vegas last month. Okay, so I want you to understand, life changed because I allowed it to. I humbled myself to say, I don't know as much as I think I know, but there's some people that do, and thank God they're willing to give me their time so I can learn from them.